Good morning. We're talking about leadership or personality profiles today. We're going to talk about DISC. Stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
Again, why I'm sharing this information with you is if you're a manager, a team leader, a CEO of a small business, and you're like, how can I develop my team? Let's do a fun team building event. You can use some of these profiles and handouts and things like that to have a great afternoon of team building and discussion. Now, let's talk about DISC for a second. The official DISC is called Everything DISC. So I recommend going to Everything DISC, that's DISC.com. Find a partner, find a certified trainer, find a facilitator, do the official one right there. You can also do a free one. The one that I like the most is called DISCPersonalityTesting.com. Now, again, the challenge with these free ones on different websites is they're not exactly reliable and valid. They're not allowed to have the entire 32 questions or 32 scenarios you might have in DISC. Like this one for DISCPersonalityTesting.com only takes about 10 minutes and has 12 questions. But you get the basic idea, and it gives you an option to pay more to get a fuller report. Let me tell you what I like about DISC. DISC isn't really based on personality like the Myers-Briggs is. DISC is based more on behavior. So it doesn't matter what your personality is, DISC tells you about how you behave in certain situations. And I like it. We use this a lot where I work because it really helps people to understand when you communicate with other people. What are some things you want to be aware of? So we use a lot for communication skills training in that area. So take a look at DISC. Use that as a team building day or as a team growth event if you'd like. And that's another great option for you in addition to the Myers-Briggs. That's all for today. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you later.